On War. By Carl von Clausewitz. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. On War is a book on military strategy written by Prussian General Carl von Clausewitz and published in 1832. It is considered to be one of the most influential books on military strategy ever written. The book is divided into 8 books, each of which covers a different aspect of warfare. The first book is an introduction to the nature of war, and the remaining 7 books cover topics such as strategy, tactics, and the use of forces. Clausewitz begins by discussing the nature of war, which he defines as an act of force to compel our opponent to do our will. He argues that war is an instrument of policy, and that it should be used to achieve political objectives. He also argues that war is an act of violence, and that it should be used with caution and restraint. He further argues that war is an act of chance, and that it should be conducted with an understanding of the uncertainty of its outcome. Clausewitz then moves on to discuss strategy, which he defines as the use of the available means to achieve the desired end. He argues that strategy should be based on a clear understanding of the political objectives of the war, and that it should be flexible enough to adapt to changing circumstances. He also discusses the importance of morale and the use of deception in warfare. Clausewitz then moves on to discuss tactics, which he defines as the use of the available means to achieve the desired end. He argues that tactics should be based on a clear understanding of the enemy's strengths and weaknesses, and that it should be flexible enough to adapt to changing circumstances. He also discusses the importance of surprise and the use of terrain in warfare. Clausewitz then moves on to discuss the use of forces, which he defines as the use of the available means to achieve the desired end. He argues that forces should be used in a way that maximizes their effectiveness, and that they should be used in a way that minimizes the risk of casualties. He also discusses the importance of logistics and the use of technology in warfare. Finally, Clausewitz discusses the importance of leadership in warfare. He argues that leaders should be able to inspire their troops and to make decisions quickly and decisively. He also discusses the importance of training and discipline in warfare. On War is an influential book on military strategy that has been studied and discussed by military leaders and strategists for over a century. It is a comprehensive and detailed look at the nature of war, strategy, tactics, and the use of forces. It is an essential read for anyone interested in military strategy and the history of warfare. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. War is an extension of politics. War is an extension of politics, and its purpose is to achieve political objectives. It is a continuation of political intercourse, with the addition of other means. War is an extension of politics, and its purpose is to achieve political objectives. It is a continuation of political intercourse, with the addition of other means. War is not an independent phenomenon, but the continuation of politics by different means. It is a political act, and its consequences are to be judged by political standards. The political object is the goal, war is the means of reaching it, and the means can never be considered in isolation from their purposes. War is an act of force to compel our opponent to do our will. It is not an act of self-defense in the ordinary sense, because it is not directed solely against wrongs that have already been committed. It is an act of force to achieve a political purpose. The political object is the goal, war is the means of reaching it, and the means can never be considered in isolation from their purposes. War is an act of force to compel our opponent to do our will. It is not an act of self-defense in the ordinary sense, because it is not directed solely against wrongs that have already been committed. It is an act of force to achieve a political purpose. The political object is the goal, and war is the means of reaching it. War is an act of force to compel our opponent to do our will. It is an extension of politics, and its purpose is to achieve political objectives. It is a continuation of political intercourse, with the addition of other means. Main idea number 2. War is an act of force, War is an act of force to compel our opponent to fulfill our will. It is an act of violence intended to impose our will on the enemy. War is an act of force to compel our opponent to fulfill our will. It is an act of violence intended to impose our will on the enemy. War is a clash of wills, a struggle for supremacy between two or more parties. It is a contest of strength, a battle of wills, and a struggle for power. It is a contest of wills in which one side seeks to impose its will on the other. It is a struggle for power and control, and it is a struggle for resources and territory. War is a complex phenomenon, and it is not simply a matter of physical force. It involves psychological, political, economic, and social factors. It is a struggle for power and control, and it is a struggle for resources and territory. It is a struggle for influence and control over the political, economic, and social systems of a nation or region. It is a struggle for the hearts and minds of the people, and it is a struggle for the resources and territory of a nation or region. War is a complex phenomenon, and it is not simply a matter of physical force. It involves psychological, political, economic, and social factors. It is a struggle for power and control, and it is a struggle for resources and territory. It is a struggle for influence and control over the political, economic, and social systems of a nation or region. It is a struggle for the hearts and minds of the people, and it is a struggle for the resources and territory of a nation or region. War is a destructive force, and it can have devastating consequences. It can cause death and destruction, and it can cause suffering and hardship. It can cause economic and social disruption, and it can cause political instability. It can cause displacement and suffering, and it can cause environmental damage. War is a complex phenomenon, and it is not simply a matter of physical force. Main idea number 3. War is an act of chance. War is an act of chance, and its outcome is determined by the interaction of many variables. It is a gamble, and the outcome is unpredictable. War is an act of chance. It is a gamble, and the outcome is unpredictable. The result of a war is determined by the interaction of many variables, such as the strength of the opposing forces, the strategies employed, the terrain, the weather, and the morale of the troops. All of these factors can influence the outcome of a war, and no one can predict with certainty what will happen. Karl von Clausewitz, in his book on war, wrote that war is a true chameleon that changes its character in accordance with the given case. He argued that war is an unpredictable and chaotic phenomenon, and that it is impossible to predict its outcome with any degree of certainty. He believed that the only way to win a war was to be prepared for any eventuality and to be flexible in one's strategies. War is an act of chance, and its outcome is determined by the interaction of many variables. It is a gamble, and the outcome is unpredictable. The best way to prepare for war is to be prepared for any eventuality and to be flexible in one's strategies. By doing so, one can increase the chances of success in a war. Main idea number 4. War is an act of passion. War is an act of passion, and it is driven by the emotions of the participants. It is a clash of wills, and the outcome is determined by the intensity of the passions involved. War is an act of passion. It is driven by the emotions of the participants, and the intensity of those emotions determines the outcome. It is a clash of wills, and the intensity of the passions involved will determine the victor. The emotions of those involved can range from fear and anger to patriotism and honor. It is a struggle of wills, and the intensity of the emotions involved will determine the victor. The emotions of those involved in war can be powerful and overwhelming. They can be driven by a sense of patriotism, honor, and duty, or by fear and anger. The intensity of these emotions will determine the outcome of the conflict. It is a clash of wills, and the intensity of the passions involved will determine the victor. War is an act of passion, and it is driven by the emotions of the participants. It is a clash of wills, and the outcome is determined by the intensity of the passions involved. It is a struggle of wills, and the intensity of the emotions involved will determine the victor. Main idea number 5. War is an act of will. War is an act of will, and it is determined by the will of the participants. It is a struggle of wills, and the outcome is determined by the strength of the will of the participants. War is an act of will. It is a struggle of wills, and the outcome is determined by the strength of the will of the participants. It is a clash of ideologies, a clash of interests, and a clash of power. It is a contest of wills, and the victor is determined by the strength of the will of the participants. The will of the participants is the driving force behind war. It is the will of the participants that determines the course of the war, and the outcome of the war. It is the will of the participants that determines the strategies and tactics employed in the war, and the will of the participants that determines the ultimate victor. The will of the participants is the ultimate determinant of the outcome of war. It is the will of the participants that determines the victor, and the will of the participants that determines the fate of the vanquished. It is the will of the participants that determines the future of the nations involved in the war. War is an act of will, and it is determined by the will of the participants. It is a struggle of wills, and the outcome is determined by the strength of the will of the participants. It is a clash of ideologies, a clash of interests, and a clash of power. It is a contest of wills, and the victor is determined by the strength of the will of the participants. Main idea number 6. War is an act of reason. War is an act of reason, and it is conducted according to the principles of strategy and tactics. It is a rational process, and the outcome is determined by the application of reason. War is an act of reason. It is a rational process, conducted according to the principles of strategy and tactics. It is a process of calculation, of weighing the costs and benefits of different courses of action. It is a process of weighing the risks and rewards of different strategies and tactics. It is a process of making decisions based on the available information and the best available judgment. The outcome of war is determined by the application of reason. It is not a matter of luck or chance, but of skill and judgment. The outcome of war is determined by the ability of the combatants to make the right decisions at the right time. It is a matter of understanding the situation, assessing the strengths and weaknesses of both sides, and making the best possible decisions. On War, by Karl von Clausewitz, is a classic work on the subject of war and its conduct. It is a comprehensive and detailed examination of the principles of strategy and tactics, and the application of reason in war. It is a must-read for anyone interested in the study of war and its conduct. Main idea number 7. War is an act of violence. War is an act of violence, and it is conducted with the intention of inflicting harm on the enemy. It is a violent struggle, and the outcome is determined by the application of violence. War is an act of violence, and it is conducted with the intention of inflicting harm on the enemy. It is a violent struggle, and the outcome is determined by the application of violence. War is not a game, and it is not a sport. It is a deadly serious business, and it is conducted with the utmost seriousness. The stakes are high, and the consequences of failure can be catastrophic. War is a clash of wills, and it is a contest of strength and determination. It is a struggle for power and control, and it is a battle of attrition. It is a fight to the death, and it is a fight to the bitter end. War is a clash of ideologies, and it is a clash of civilizations. It is a struggle for resources, and it is a struggle for survival. It is a fight for freedom, and it is a fight for justice. War is a test of courage and resolve, and it is a test of strength and endurance. It is a test of character and commitment, and it is a test of loyalty and dedication. War is a test of faith and conviction, and it is a test of honor and integrity. War is a tragedy, and it is a tragedy of immense proportions. It is a tragedy of human suffering, and it is a tragedy of human loss. It is a tragedy of destruction and devastation, and it is a tragedy of despair and hopelessness. War is a tragedy that must be avoided at all costs, and it is a tragedy that must be ended as soon as possible. Main idea number 8. War is an act of necessity. War is an act of necessity, and it is conducted when all other means of resolving a conflict have failed. It is a last resort, and the outcome is determined by the necessity of the situation. War is an act of necessity. It is conducted when all other means of resolving a conflict have failed, and it is a last resort. The outcome of war is determined by the necessity of the situation, and it is a decision that is not taken lightly. War is a complex and difficult process, and it is not something that is entered into lightly. It is a decision that is made with great care and consideration, and it is a decision that should not be taken lightly. Karl von Clausewitz, in his book on war, wrote that war is an act of necessity. He argued that war is a complex and difficult process, and it is not something that should be entered into lightly. He argued that war should only be conducted when all other means of resolving a conflict have failed, and it should be a last resort. He argued that the outcome of war is determined by the necessity of the situation, and it is a decision that should not be taken lightly. War is an act of necessity, and it is a decision that should not be taken lightly. It is a complex and difficult process, and it should only be conducted when all other means of resolving a conflict have failed. The outcome of war is determined by the necessity of the situation, and it is a decision that should not be taken lightly. War is a last resort, and it is a decision that should be made with great care and consideration. Main idea number 9. War is an act of courage. War is an act of courage, and it is conducted with the intention of achieving victory. It is a test of courage, and the outcome is determined by the courage of the participants. War is an act of courage. It requires bravery and strength of character to face the enemy and fight for a cause. It is a test of courage, and the outcome is determined by the courage of the participants. It is a difficult and dangerous undertaking, and those who take part in it must be willing to risk their lives for a greater cause. The courage of those who fight in war is often overlooked, but it should not be. It takes a great deal of courage to stand up and fight for what one believes in, and those who do so should be respected and admired. War is a difficult and dangerous undertaking, and those who take part in it must be willing to risk their lives for a greater cause. The courage of those who fight in war is often overlooked, but it should not be. It is an act of courage, and it is conducted with the intention of achieving victory. It is a test of courage, and the outcome is determined by the courage of the participants. It is a difficult and dangerous undertaking, and those who take part in it must be willing to risk their lives for a greater cause. Main idea number 10. War is an act of strategy. War is an act of strategy, and it is conducted according to the principles of strategy and tactics. It is a game of strategy, and the outcome is determined by the application of strategy. War is an act of strategy, and it is conducted according to the principles of strategy and tactics. It is a game of strategy, and the outcome is determined by the application of strategy. Strategy is the art of using all available resources to achieve a desired goal. It involves the careful planning and execution of a plan of action, taking into account the strengths and weaknesses of both sides. Tactics are the means by which a strategy is implemented. Tactics involve the use of specific tactics to achieve a particular goal. Tactics can include the use of deception, surprise, and maneuvering to gain an advantage over the enemy. Strategy and tactics are closely related, and they are both essential to the successful conduct of war. Strategy is the overall plan of action, while tactics are the specific means by which the strategy is implemented. Strategy is the art of using all available resources to achieve a desired goal, while tactics are the means by which a strategy is implemented. Strategy and tactics are both essential to the successful conduct of war, and they must be used in combination to achieve victory. Main idea number 11. War is an act of deception. War is an act of deception, and it is conducted with the intention of deceiving the enemy. It is a game of deception, and the outcome is determined by the effectiveness of the deception. War is an act of deception. It is a game of deception, and the outcome is determined by the effectiveness of the deception. The goal of war is to deceive the enemy and gain an advantage over them. This can be done through a variety of tactics, such as misinformation, camouflage, and surprise attacks. The goal is to make the enemy believe something that is not true, or to make them think that something is happening when it is not. Deception is a key element of war, and it is used to gain an advantage over the enemy. It is used to confuse and mislead the enemy, and to create an environment of uncertainty. This can be done through a variety of tactics, such as false information, camouflage, and surprise attacks. The goal is to make the enemy believe something that is not true, or to make them think that something is happening when it is not. Deception is a powerful tool in war, and it can be used to great effect. It can be used to gain an advantage over the enemy, and to create an environment of uncertainty. It can also be used to confuse and mislead the enemy, and to create an environment of fear and confusion. Deception is a key element of war, and it is used to gain an advantage over the enemy. Main idea number 12. War is an act of endurance. War is an act of endurance, and it is conducted with the intention of outlasting the enemy. It is a test of endurance, and the outcome is determined by the endurance of the participants. War is an act of endurance. It is a test of strength and will, and the outcome is determined by the endurance of the participants. It is a struggle to outlast the enemy, and the victor is the one who can endure the longest. It is a battle of attrition, and the victor is the one who can outlast the other. It is a contest of endurance, and the victor is the one who can outlast the other. The endurance of the participants is the key to victory in war. It is a test of strength and will, and the outcome is determined by the endurance of the participants. It is a struggle to outlast the enemy, and the victor is the one who can endure the longest. It is a battle of attrition, and the victor is the one who can outlast the other. It is a contest of endurance, and the victor is the one who can outlast the other. The endurance of the participants is the key to victory in war. It is a test of strength and will, and the outcome is determined by the endurance of the participants. It is a struggle to outlast the enemy, and the victor is the one who can endure the longest. It is a battle of attrition, and the victor is the one who can outlast the other. It is a contest of endurance, and the victor is the one who can outlast the other. War is an act of endurance, and it requires a great deal of strength and will to succeed. It is a test of endurance, and the outcome is determined by the endurance of the participants. It is a struggle to outlast the enemy, and the victor is the one who can endure the longest. It is a battle of attrition, and the victor is the one who can outlast the other. It is a contest of endurance, and the victor is the one who can outlast the other. Main idea number 13. War is an act of attrition. War is an act of attrition, and it is conducted with the intention of wearing down the enemy. It is a war of attrition, and the outcome is determined by the attrition of the participants. War is an act of attrition. It is conducted with the intention of wearing down the enemy, and the outcome is determined by the attrition of the participants. The goal of war is to exhaust the enemy's resources, both physical and psychological, until they are no longer able to continue the fight. This can be done through a variety of tactics, such as attrition warfare, siege warfare, and psychological warfare. The goal is to wear down the enemy's will to fight, and ultimately force them to surrender. Attrition warfare is a strategy of wearing down the enemy through a series of small battles and skirmishes. This strategy is used to slowly deplete the enemy's resources and morale, while avoiding large-scale battles that could result in heavy losses. Siege warfare is another strategy used to wear down the enemy, by surrounding them and cutting off their supplies. Psychological warfare is a strategy of using propaganda and psychological tactics to weaken the enemy's morale and will to fight. Attrition warfare is a long and drawn-out process, and it can be difficult to determine when the enemy has been worn down enough to surrender. It is a war of attrition, and the outcome is determined by the attrition of the participants. Ultimately, the goal is to exhaust the enemy's resources and will to fight, and force them to surrender. Main idea number 14. War is an act of surprise. War is an act of surprise, and it is conducted with the intention of catching the enemy off guard. It is a game of surprise, and the outcome is determined by the effectiveness of the surprise. War is an act of surprise. It is conducted with the intention of catching the enemy off guard and gaining an advantage over them. It is a game of surprise, and the outcome is determined by the effectiveness of the surprise. The element of surprise is a powerful tool in war, as it can give one side an advantage over the other. It can be used to gain an advantage in terms of numbers, position, or timing. It can also be used to create confusion and disorientation among the enemy forces. Surprise can be achieved in a variety of ways. It can be achieved through deception, such as false information or false movements. It can also be achieved through surprise attacks, such as ambushes or surprise assaults. It can also be achieved through the use of new tactics or technologies. The element of surprise can be used to gain an advantage in any type of conflict, from a small skirmish to a large-scale war. The element of surprise is a key factor in determining the outcome of a conflict. It can be used to gain an advantage over the enemy, and it can be used to create confusion and disorientation among the enemy forces. It is an important tool in war, and it can be used to great effect if used correctly. Main idea number 15. War is an act of initiative. War is an act of initiative, and it is conducted with the intention of seizing the initiative. It is a struggle for initiative, and the outcome is determined by the initiative of the participants. War is an act of initiative. It is conducted with the intention of seizing the initiative and is a struggle for initiative. The outcome of war is determined by the initiative of the participants. It is not enough to simply react to the enemy's moves, one must take the initiative and be proactive in order to gain the upper hand. This means that one must be willing to take risks and make bold moves in order to gain the advantage. It also means that one must be prepared to accept the consequences of one's actions, both positive and negative. Initiative is a key factor in war. It is the ability to act first and to take advantage of opportunities as they arise. It is the ability to anticipate the enemy's moves and to act accordingly. It is the ability to think ahead and to plan for the future. It is the ability to take the initiative and to seize the initiative when the opportunity arises. Initiative is a crucial factor in determining the outcome of a war. Those who take the initiative and act first often have the advantage. Those who wait for the enemy to make the first move often find themselves at a disadvantage. Initiative is the key to success in war, and those who take the initiative often find themselves in a position of strength. Main idea number 16. War is an act of economy. War is an act of economy, and it is conducted with the intention of using resources efficiently. It is a game of economy, and the outcome is determined by the efficiency of the use of resources. War is an act of economy, and it is conducted with the intention of using resources efficiently. It is a game of economy, and the outcome is determined by the efficiency of the use of resources. War is a competition between two or more parties, and the goal is to gain an advantage over the other party. This advantage can be achieved through the use of resources, such as manpower, weapons, and money. The party that is able to use its resources more efficiently will be the victor. The use of resources in war is not limited to the physical resources, but also includes the psychological and political resources. The psychological resources are used to influence the morale of the troops, while the political resources are used to influence the decision-making of the leaders. The use of these resources can be used to gain an advantage over the enemy, and this advantage can be used to win the war. The use of resources in war is a complex process, and it requires careful planning and execution. The resources must be used in a way that maximizes their effectiveness, and the outcome of the war must be determined by the efficiency of the use of resources. War is an act of economy, and it is conducted with the intention of using resources efficiently. Main idea number 17. War is an act of morale. War is an act of morale, and it is conducted with the intention of maintaining morale. It is a struggle for morale, and the outcome is determined by the morale of the participants. War is an act of morale. It is a struggle for morale, and the outcome is determined by the morale of the participants. Morale is a powerful force in war, and it is the driving force behind the actions of the combatants. It is the will to fight, the courage to face danger, and the determination to prevail. It is the spirit of the soldiers that will ultimately decide the outcome of the battle. The morale of the soldiers is determined by their beliefs, values, and sense of purpose. It is the strength of their convictions that will determine their willingness to fight and their ability to endure hardship. It is the strength of their morale that will determine the outcome of the battle. A soldier's morale is the most important factor in determining the success or failure of a military campaign. The morale of the soldiers is also affected by the conditions of the battlefield. The terrain, the weather, and the availability of resources all play a role in determining the morale of the soldiers. The morale of the soldiers is also affected by the leadership of their commanders. The quality of the leadership will determine the morale of the soldiers and the success of the campaign. War is an act of morale, and it is conducted with the intention of maintaining morale. It is a struggle for morale, and the outcome is determined by the morale of the participants. The morale of the soldiers is the most important factor in determining the success or failure of a military campaign. Main idea number 18. War is an act of discipline. War is an act of discipline, and it is conducted with the intention of maintaining discipline. It is a test of discipline, and the outcome is determined by the discipline of the participants. War is an act of discipline. It is conducted with the intention of maintaining discipline, and it is a test of discipline. The outcome of war is determined by the discipline of the participants. In war, discipline is essential for success. It is the foundation of strategy, and it is the basis for the organization of the military forces. Discipline is also necessary for the maintenance of morale and the preservation of order. Without discipline, war is chaotic and unpredictable. The discipline of war is not only physical, but also mental. It requires the ability to think clearly and act decisively in the face of danger and adversity. It requires the ability to remain focused and to remain calm in the face of danger. It requires the ability to make decisions quickly and accurately, and to act on them without hesitation. It requires the ability to remain disciplined in the face of fear and fatigue. The discipline of war is also moral. It requires the ability to act in accordance with the laws of war, and to respect the rights of non-combatants. It requires the ability to act with courage and integrity, and to remain true to one's principles and values. It requires the ability to remain loyal to one's comrades and to the cause for which one is fighting. War is an act of discipline, and it is essential for success. It requires the ability to think clearly, act decisively, and remain disciplined in the face of danger and adversity. It requires the ability to remain loyal to one's comrades and to the cause for which one is fighting. It requires the ability to act with courage and integrity, and to remain true to one's principles and values. Main idea number 19. War is an act of leadership. War is an act of leadership, and it is conducted with the intention of inspiring the troops. It is a struggle for leadership, and the outcome is determined by the leadership of the participants. War is an act of leadership. It is a struggle for leadership, and the outcome is determined by the leadership of the participants. Leaders must be able to inspire their troops to fight and to make the right decisions in the heat of battle. They must be able to motivate their troops to fight for a cause and to make sacrifices for the greater good. Leaders must also be able to make difficult decisions and to take responsibility for the consequences of their actions. Leadership in war is not just about inspiring troops to fight. It is also about making the right decisions in the heat of battle. Leaders must be able to assess the situation and to make decisions that will lead to victory. They must be able to make decisions that will protect their troops and to make sure that their troops are well equipped and well trained. Leaders must also be able to make decisions that will ensure that their troops are able to fight effectively and to make sure that their troops are able to survive the battle. Leadership in war is also about making sure that the troops are able to fight effectively. Leaders must be able to provide their troops with the necessary resources, and to make sure that their troops are well trained and well equipped. Leaders must also be able to make sure that their troops are able to fight effectively, and to make sure that their troops are able to survive the battle. Leaders must also be able to make sure that their troops are able to fight effectively, and to make sure that their troops are able to survive the battle. Leadership in war is also about making sure that the troops are able to fight effectively. Leaders must be able to provide their troops with the necessary resources, and to make sure that their troops are well trained and well equipped. Leaders must also be able to make sure that their troops are able to fight effectively, and to make sure that their troops are able to survive the battle. Leaders must also be able to make sure that their troops are able to fight effectively, and to make sure that their troops are able to survive the battle. Leadership in war is a difficult and complex task. It requires courage, intelligence, and a strong sense of responsibility. Leaders must be able to inspire their troops to fight and to make the right decisions in the heat of battle. They must be able to motivate their troops to fight for a cause and to make sacrifices for the greater good. Leaders must also be able to make difficult decisions and to take responsibility for the consequences of their actions. Main idea number 20. War is an act of faith. War is an act of faith, and it is conducted with the intention of achieving victory. It is a test of faith, and the outcome is determined by the faith of the participants. War is an act of faith. It is a test of the strength of one's convictions, and the outcome is determined by the faith of the participants. It is a belief in the righteousness of one's cause, and the willingness to fight for it. It is a commitment to the cause, and a willingness to sacrifice for it. It is a belief that victory is possible, and that it is worth fighting for. The faith of the participants is the driving force behind war. It is the faith that gives them the courage to fight, and the strength to endure. It is the faith that gives them the will to win, and the determination to succeed. It is the faith that gives them the hope of victory, and the belief that they can prevail. War is an act of faith, and it is conducted with the intention of achieving victory. It is a test of faith, and the outcome is determined by the faith of the participants. It is a belief in the righteousness of one's cause, and the willingness to fight for it. It is a commitment to the cause, and a willingness to sacrifice for it. It is a belief that victory is possible, and that it is worth fighting for.